Oh, hi, Anthony. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. I'm happy to hear it. Happy Friday, right?
Friday 13th.
I know. Someone told me yesterday that that's a lucky day. I'm like, that's the way I'm going to look at it.
Yeah. I thought about looking at it like that, but sure, I don't know.
I know. With all the scary movies and everything, it makes you think twice. But I'm like, I'm going to go with the lucky days.
Okay, then. That's a doggone half full, half empty. You can stop fooling.
Exactly. Yep. It's all the way you look at it and your perspective.
Yeah. All right, then.
Yep, you probably got the notification, but I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Oh, what about it?
Well, it's saying insufficient funds, so I don't know if the $299 is available or if there was another card that you wanted to use.
No, it's called insufficient funds, and I had to use it a couple of times, and I hadn't put anything else back on it again.
Okay. So,
$299.
Yep.
I thought that was a one-time fee.
No, all of our subscriptions are on a month-to-month program. And in the voice verification recording and the terms and conditions, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 9th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. But you do have an option, Anthony, if things are a little bit tight right now. Have you seen the website that we built or anything like that?
Say that again now.
Have you seen the website that we built for you, or have you been on your dashboard?
I haven't had time. I really haven't had time. We've been kind of busy for a minute too. We had the little hurricane the other day, and
no wonder.
We've been kind of busy.
That'll do it. Hurricanes will ramp up the work for a tree service for sure, right?
Yeah, we got a lot of things going right now, but the doggone thing, I had finished,
I just texted it to
going, you.
Yeah, I texted it to you on a link. It's just JonesTreeServiceMS.com. There is an orange banner at the top right now saying the information is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. But
okay.
You can look at your tree service, and it has, you know, the call tracking number on there and the whole nine yards, a map of your service area. So one option that
what you how do you get to it again? How do you get to it again?
It's just www.jonestreeservicems.com.
MS is it MS?
Yeah, MS like Mississippi. MS.
Yeah.
Jonestreeservicems.com.
Okay, it'll probably be one day, probably the last of the week, you know, before I can put anything on that card, because I got a job I'm trying to finish. I'm going to try to finish it today.
Okay.
I got a pretty good sized job next week, and I'll probably be finished with it probably about the last of the week. And that way I can pay a lot of these bills off, because the last month it was kind of rough on me. I spent about too much money.
Okay, and, no, you can have till Monday. That's not a problem. And if you ever get to the point
it won't be Monday. It'll be probably by the end of next week.
Thursday, Friday-ish, right?
It'll probably be close to the end of the week when I finish that job up. Then I refurbished everything and put some stuff back in order.
You got it. Okay, so I'll notate the account. If you ever get to the point where $299 is a stretch on the budget, I want to let you know that your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. I recommend that you keep those at least for the first couple of months. But if you ever wanted to remove those, your subscription would go down to $199 monthly. So that's just an option. You know, if you think that by next Thursday, Friday, the $299 would be no problem, I would definitely keep it that at least for another month or so. But if you ever wanted to take those off, you absolutely can.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that'd probably be a good thing. But can I mean, what I'm saying, can I call you back, Tina, at this number? Because I'm won't be long, but I like that option right there.
Okay, I'll make the adjustment to the pricing right now then. So even if you want to process it next Thursday or Friday, that way it won't ding your account for $299. It'll just go for $199. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, and then to answer your question, my direct line is the same local slash number, but my extension is 777. So I just sent you another notification that talks about the payment failing. But this one has my extension on it. So that way, if you ever want to reach me directly, when you call in and you plug in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. Okay?
Right. You know I hadn't got a chance to really, you know, use that Splash service. Yeah, we've been, you know what I'm saying? I've been kind of like, I'm pretty well known in my area, you know? I'm pretty well known in my area, so I get a lot of jobs, you know, just by people knowing me, you know. But
asking people when they call you how they found you, because I'm on your dashboard, and this is showing me that in the short time that you've been with us, you've already had your website clicked on 41 times through the Facebook ads. Okay. Now there are 6 leads on the dashboard that came in through the messenger and through the call tracking number that we're running for you. So you're getting Facebook leads right now, and you're also getting direct calls through the tracking number. So, you know, just start asking people, you know, hey, how did you hear about me? And you'll hear all day long, I saw you on the internet. I looked you up online. I found you on Google. All of that is as a result of this program.
Okay.
Now, do you service Canton?
What did you say that again, Antina?
Well, I don't know. Someone put in on the lead that they were in Canton. I don't know if you service Canton, but he put, I need 3 big pine trees cut down and piled near my road. I also have about 20 stumps of various sizes to be ground. And he put his number.
I don't know. I called a guy. I think his name was, Randall or something like that about a week or so ago. And he told me I think he said he was staying over near Jackson. I said, that's a little bit too far.
He's outside of your service area. Sometimes with the Facebook ads, because you can target those wherever you want without having an address there, sometimes that'll happen. But the Google is going to be honed in on your actual business address. So you'll get more local, you know, a book of business that's in your backyard and some of the surrounding areas.
Yeah.
Now.
But see, that's what I'm saying. You know, my insurance won't cover. I mean, I can get it up, you know, but I got it where it won't cover, out of 50 mile area, you know what I'm talking about,
that area that he called you from was farther than 50 miles?
Yeah, I think so. He said, that was like close to Vicksburg on the other side of Jackson that we were telling me. And then again, I told him, I do tree service over houses and stuff, you know, stuff like that. I thought he was looking for somebody to cut some wood and haul it off for him, you know, or get somebody to haul it to the mill or something. I ain't into that. I used to be into it, but I'm not into it now, you know.
Okay. Well, normally I would let the Facebook department know to kind of hone in and tie down your service area to that 20-mile area so that you don't have to go 50, 60 miles out.
50 miles.
Yeah, okay. But I don't have to do that because you're going to take them off anyway, and it's going to be $199 moving forward. So I think you'll be good. But moving forward, coming into this next month, if you get another couple of calls that are coming from a far radius like that, then you could always let me know. But those would be generated through the Facebook ads. And, you know, through the Facebook ads, you wouldn't, you know, have to worry about it because we're taking those calls. Now, there's a very important part of the process that has not been completed on your end, and it's actually a really good thing that Google is offering it. Do you remember getting some emails from us that say, action needed, Anthony, start Google video verification?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to resend that email to you, and it's pretty simple. You don't have to be some type of a technical guru to do it. It usually only takes 5 or 10 minutes to go on and do it. What it is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area, which you are, right? So all that little email is for is Google would have you go on and just film, you know, your business license or your registration. If you don't have that, an invoice with your address or a business card or a picture of your work vehicle with a Mississippi license plate. So like I said, it usually only takes like 5 minutes or so, and you don't have to send all of that. Just, you know, it'll tell you in that video what Google wants to see, and if you have one or two items only, that's okay. Then just upload those one or two items, okay? And then once Google sees that, they say, okay, Jones Tree Service is a legit business in the area, and we can publish him. So, please let me know, because I sent you that email, and it's pretty simple, but if you get on there and you have any hiccups and you need some help, just call me back, and I'll get someone from the verification department on the phone with you, and they can kind of go with it step by step and walk you through it, okay?
Oh, all right. Well, that's tomorrow, you know, tomorrow is Saturday. I know y'all don't be open on Saturday, do you?
We're not here on Saturday or Sunday, but our business hours are you on Eastern or Central time in Mississippi? I think it's Central, isn't it?
Yeah, probably going to be Central time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's 9:40 there right now?
9:41, yeah.
Yep, 9:41. Okay, so you are Central time. So we're here 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. So if you ever have a free moment during the week, you could always call us and we'll get someone from that verification department to walk you through it. Because trust me, it's a very important part of the process. And once that gets done, you'll see even better results. That's where things will start exploding for you because that's when Google will allow it to actually publish. Okay?
Look, I don't want to explode too much. That's all right. But anyway, I like to risk sometimes.
Exactly.
I like to risk sometimes, too. But let me ask you this right here now.
Yes.
All right. What it is, so I got on my truck, on my bucket truck, I got like a Jones Tree Service, then I got my phone number, then I got a bunch of that, my name, you know. And, I got licensed, bonded, and insured, you know what I'm talking about? So,
nice.
What you want me to find? So, listen, what I'm saying is, if I take a picture of my bucket truck, take a picture of my tag, that's, you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about? It's legal, you know what I'm saying? Take a picture of my tag and everything on my truck. And, I don't know if you need, a verification for my insurance, you know what I'm saying? I could, I got insurance through my, general insurance. I'm not sure what entity they got. I don't think it's Progressive or nothing. But anyway, you know, I got insurance on my truck and I got, you know, so much million. I got about $1 million of insurance in case something happened to a person's house or anything like that.
Yeah,
I think it's about 50,000 dollars if anybody get hurt an incident once for every incident or something like that. But do you need that kind of verification?
That's it. You don't have to send, you know, your social security number and all of your personal information. All Google wants to know is that you're a valid business in the area. Now, If you can't dig up the insurance verification, that's okay too. Google will still verify it without that, but you just have to find some other documents that would show, like if it's an invoice or a business card. You see what I mean? So
yeah,
just send over. See, there you
I
go.
I got business cards and all that right there. See, I think that may have been last week or something. I had one of the guys that worked for me just make a little short video of what kind of tools you had and
okay.
And I think they said that they wanted to keep it within, I think, 1 and 5 minutes or 2 or 3 minutes or something like that. But anyway, it went over by like, I tried to make it short, but it went for about like 11 minutes or something. I don't know if y'all can use that or not.
I'm not sure either, but I can ask the verification department. I think it's probably going to be too long. I think all you have to do is turn the video on and you just say, hey, here is my work vehicle with the tags. You know, have a picture of that ready. And even if it's on your cell phone, you know, just film it with your buddy's cell phone. Look, here's a picture of the work vehicle with the tags. Here's a picture of my business license and insurance, or here's a picture of my business license and my business card, and then just upload it. That's all you have to do. So it doesn't have to be an 11-minute where you're walking around the area. You know what I mean?
Sometimes
it'll say if you want your address published to be at the address that you want published, but most tree services are home-based businesses, so they have the address hidden. So if you want it hidden, you don't have to show, you know, that you're at the business address or anything like that, but you have to be in the basic area when you upload it, because Google will know from your GPS location. So let's say I'm trying to get on the first page in Chicago, but I'm actually in Mississippi, and I try to upload that video, Google will know, hey, this person's not in Chicago right now where they're uploading it, and it would show a red flag. But as long as you're in your basic area when you're uploading it, they'll know that, hey, this is a legit business here, and you know, it'll go through fine.
Well, see, that's another thing. I keep my equipment in Laurel, but I keep my equipment somewhere in Ellisville, you know. So I don't know. That's probably about the same area.
Yeah, how far is that in miles? I would think that would still count as the same area.
No, it probably ain't no more than it ain't 5 miles. I don't think from where.
You're perfect. Yeah, that's fine. Google's not going to be that strict on it. They just want to basically know that you're in that area so that they can publish you and again protect you from those big corporations that try to come into the area and steal clients. So that's the only thing is if they can see, oh, this guy's got his tools and they're, you know, pretty much close to that area, it won't be a problem. So I would just, you know, get that done as soon as you can. Maybe your buddy can even help you over the weekend upload it. And then I can have my verification department just, you know, kind of verify it on Monday and, you know, let you know once you upload it, Google will accept it and they'll say, okay, give us, you know, 7 days or so, 7 to 10 days to verify it. It doesn't really take them that long, but we'll be in communication with you as soon as, you know, Google lets us know, hey, we're going to publish this listing. You'll get an email that says, hey, your Google business page is now live. So you'll know right away, you know, and if for some reason it's not accepted, then Google will, you know, say, okay, now we want a live video verification. And that's the same process, just rather than uploading a video, you'd be kind of like on a live Zoom call with a Google rep. But I don't think you're going to need any of that. But if that is needed, we would be communicating that with you. So on the emails, that's the one pet peeve I have with our verification department is they'll send Anthony, start Google video verification, which I just resent you. But if it's not accepted, they'll send you, Anthony, start live Google video verification. Most people will see that and they'll think, I already did that, and they just ignore it. But it's a different process. So if you see that live video thing coming, you know, down the road, don't ignore it. But like I said, I don't think you're going to need any of that. But if you happen to see it, just make sure that you address it, okay?
Okay, I'll try to do it between now and Monday. I don't know.
Perfect.
I know I won't be able to do it today, but I'll try to do it tomorrow, you know, between 9 Mondays, but not on Monday.
Okay.
Monday normally, you know, it's kind of like, it's like, I guess what you call a prep day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm putting that in the notes here, too. You're going to do the video verification between now and Monday just so that I can circle back. Okay. Perfect. So I think we have a good game plan, and I already adjusted your billing to $199 moving forward. So, you know, hopefully by next Thursday or Friday, you're good to go. And if not, you can just call me and we can, you know, kind of see what we'll do at that time. Okay?
Okay. I will.
Sounds perfect. Okay, have a great weekend coming up, too, okay?
Okay, you too. You do
all right.
You too.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Anthony. I will. Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, watch out for that 5 to 13.
I know, I will. I'll be extra careful today. Won't walk any under any ladders, or I won't walk by any black cats or anything like that. I'll be extra careful.
All right.
You be safe, too, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Okay, bye.